A split decision by the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday as the court winds up its term with some of the more controversial cases of this term. A split decision on the issue of immigration law and federal authority. The court ruled that most of an Arizona law that attempts to more aggressively enforce existing federal immigration statutes is unconstitutional. But one of the main provisions that state and local law enforcement officers may search suspects to determine their immigration status remains in force. The law is Arizona's SB 1070, and the court ruling has not settled matters by a long shot. While the court did reassert federal authority over immigration enforcement, saying local police could not deputize themselves as federal officers to round up illegal immigrants, the local police do appear to have wide latitude in their ability to demand proof of immigration status from already detained and arrested suspects. Controversial Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio called it a victory for responsible law enforcement.
We have been doing for years. We don't just stop someone because they look like they're from another country. There's another violation that occurs, whether it's speeding or any other violation. Then we kick in and see if they're here illegally. And the Supreme Court just said that's okay.
One of the voices from Arizona that The Takeaway spoke with yesterday in reaction to the Supreme Court case, that's Sheriff Joe Arpaio, focusing on the provisions that the court struck down. President Obama issued a statement saying he was pleased with the ruling. Politicians on every side in this debate claimed yesterday that the court decision vindicated their position, an unmistakable sign perhaps that little has been settled here. Joining us now is president of the Arizona Dream Act Coalition, Dulce Matuz. Dulce, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for your invitation.
You know, let's talk just about your personal reaction here. Do you feel more or less secure in Arizona? And what of your constituents, illegal, undocumented immigrants in the state of Arizona?
I think that the situation for us here in Arizona hasn't changed much, because even before SB 1070 existed, we were already being persecuted, and we were already experiencing racial profiling. What I do know is that similar legislation could spread up to different states in the nation, and I would like everybody to remind them about the negative effects that SB 1070 has in Arizona, the economic downfall, and the image of our state, how damaged it is now. So before they start implementing an effective legislation, look at the facts.
Dulce, what will be the effect on people in Arizona, your constituents who are so concerned about the DREAM Act, who are probably very positively responding to President Obama's decision a few weeks back to actually stop deportations for people who meet the criteria of the DREAM Act? What's the reaction?
We know that a section of immigrant youth will be protected, and but we're still waiting. There's a lot of questions that need to be answered about administrative relief, about how to apply for it, and how fast it's going to be implemented. So we're not all that safe yet. But at the same time, when our families are being persecuted, when your parents could be stopped, and you can end up experiencing family separation, is not, you don't feel completely secure. And the more I think about it, the more I realize that the ruling was not a victory for either side. But what we do know is that we have a very important issue, which is immigration, that it hasn't been solved. And until we don't find solutions like the DREAM Act or a more comprehensive immigration approach to this problem, it will be nobody's victory.
We're talking with Dulce Matuz, who's the president of the Arizona DREAM Act Coalition, an advocacy group for young people who whose immigration status remains in limbo. And as you've just described, Dulce, if the federal government isn't going to do anything about it, it's really up to people like Sheriff Joe Arpaio to enforce the law as he sees fit, which looks increasingly to me like a war between the federal government and state governments. Listen to Joe Arpaio once again.
When we do our operations and we come across people that we have no charge and we know they're here illegally, yeah, you're correct. We turn them over to ICE, but we still have detained these people, even though there is no charge on them, other than being in this country illegal, which, alas, I heard is a violation of the law.
What do you make of Sheriff Joe Arpaio? From his perspective, look, it's against the law. My job is to enforce the law, period, the end. I've got to round you up.
Well, I think he's persecuting hardworking Americans without papers and people that just want to make an honest living. I know it is our responsibility as individuals to know our rights. And if we're being stopped for a minor traffic violation, like having a broken taillight, is being able to stay quiet, don't answer any type of questions that could incriminate you, and remembering that you have the right to have a lawyer. Some of the workshops that the Arizona Dream Act Coalition has done in the past and will continue doing is about knowing your rights. And this goes not just for undocumented individuals. This is not an issue about just and about undocumented people. This is an issue about civil rights. And we're going to continue educating our communities. But most importantly, we're going to continue manifesting our dissatisfaction to anti-immigrant legislation and anti-immigrant politicians by registering Latino vote and supporting candidates who are pro-immigrant. So that's what our communities are going to be doing, and a lot of the hard work that we're going to be doing here in Arizona, which is going to be composed of education, but also a call to action, because legislation like SB 1070 shouldn't repeat themselves, especially here in Arizona, when we know that we have about 300,000 unregistered Latino voters, and all we have to do is inform them, and knock on their doors and motivate them to come out.
Before we go, who are you most worried about? Who's most vulnerable by the Supreme Court decision yesterday? People in your life who may not have the smarts that you have in terms of facing down the authorities?
I don't think it's about being smart. Even when you know your rights, you get naturally scared when you get pulled over. It doesn't matter if you have legal status or not. So it is really hard to keep to your guts and stay quiet and don't give more information of what you have to. But I'm worried about my sister, my brother, and most importantly, my mom.
Why? Is your mom a hothead? Will she speak up? Will she talk? Or is she just more scared than you are?
I don't think she's scared. I think she has embraced her legal status. But I'm just worried that she wouldn't, the police officer that stops hers wouldn't have discretion when it comes to her case and mistreat her or be a victim of racial profiling or even a victim of just racism in general. So that's what I'm worried about, not so much about her because I know that she is a woman of faith, but I worry about the other person that might stop her and might not have a good immigrant sentiment.
All right. Well, a sense of vulnerability there in Arizona reacting to the Supreme Court decision. We'll check back with you, Dulce, because I suspect your political advocacy is going to be significant in the fall election. Dulce Matus, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Dulce Matus is an undocumented Latina immigrant, an electrical engineer, and president of the Arizona Dream Act Coalition.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.